Woodcutting was the key technique of the new engineering system that Bentham, Brunel, and Maudsley introduced. And instead of the old pit saws, which used the labor of two very strong, very skillful men, they had a steam engine whose power would be delivered throughout the works by these belts. This one turns a big circular saw against this great log of wood. It's lignum vitae, the wood of life, imported to Portsmouth from Central America or the West Indies. An extraordinarily hard and reliable wood, but hard to cut purely by hand. The problem with it was that because of the unevenness of hardness, it would easily deform from a perfect circle into some kind of ellipse. Instead, here, you could turn the log directly against the circular saw, producing these beautifully engineered, extremely precise blocks with a fine grain, great hardness, and durability. Precision engineering with replaceable parts. That was the key to the success of the Portsmouth system. The new block mills completely automated the process of pulley block production within the Navy. This automation, driven from a central steam engine with the power distributed overhead on belts, completely transformed the ways in which industrial production worked. That meant quick turnaround times for the Navy ships, and it meant perfectly reproducible parts. Instead of the labor of 100 really skilled men, 10 unskilled men could now supply the Navy's needs each year, making more than 100,000 of these pulley blocks in 12 months. If there was one reason why the British Navy triumphed during the Napoleonic War, it was this level of industrial efficiency. Block mills like these helped Nelson beat Napoleon. Like a tree nail.